Blue Apron Big Back Dinner.
I'm Felicia Michaels.
And I'm Jessica Wellington.
Would you please introduce our guests?
Oh, by George, I would love to. All right, over here, this lovely lady, she has over 90 commercials she's been in, too many guest star roles to mention. She just finished recording her special. It's called RVs and Cats, and that's going to be available on Amazon soon, so you should definitely check that out. This is Sarah J. Halstead.
Hi. Thanks very
Welcome
much
to
for
the
having
show,
me.
Thank you for coming.
It's nice
Welcome to
be
the
here.
Show.
And then over here to my left, we have this lovely lady. I met her when I first got to L.A. She's been on Comedy Central, MTV, True TV. She's been in movies like 50 Shades of Black and Bad Santa. She also has a special out there. Please put your hands together for Jenny Zerigno.
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 I've never gotten it right.
I
you
don't
know
think
that, right?
I'm
sorry.
I just like it's still spelled out on your phone.
And what do you mean?
It's Zerigno, and you still put the R in a different place.
Zerigno.
Yeah, you said Zerigno.
Zerigno.
Fancy it up.
All right, that's enough of that.
It's fine. I like
phonetic.
It.
I'm sorry.
It's phonetically
it.
Spelled though, and people just want
to
change it because
yeah.
they're haunted by
Jessica
the Z.
Jessica just wants to yeah. change it.
Let me ask you this: I didn't know, by the way, that you were in Bad Santa.
The second one.
Oh, okay. And yeah. what did you do? What kind of character? Did you play?
I was a character named Gina. I was a security guard, and I was a love interest. Of both characters.
Oh, really?
One was love, one was purely lust.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, good for you.
Thank you. It was my season right now. Just all the Christmas movies, all the DMs
right.
coming
yeah.
in.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
Can I say yeah. something, Felicia?
All right. Go ahead. Say it.
Okay. Especially since it's mostly ladies here tonight, I'm really excited. I just did my first Tinder.
Wait, like you had sex with someone on
yeah.
Tinder? Like you
Ooh,
did them?
Yeah,
oh
yeah.
my
you
god!
Did.
Tell me everything.
All right, so you went on your first date and you fucked that.
No, we
guy
just had sex.
Oh, you just had sex?
Yeah.
Oh,
you're using Tinder old school
That's
style.
What it's for. That's
no, you need Grindr.
Not anymore.
What you need is Grindr.
That's for yeah. men, dude.
Grindr's
gay men.
Gay men.
You know, or did you just want
How
to be friends?
It?
You know?
It was, I had a really good time. I'm probably going to do it again.
Same person or new person?
I'm going to do a new person and I'm probably do him again, but I'm going to
yeah.
do a new person.
This is a new thing.
Yeah. I mean, I went 3+ years without any sex at all.
Whoa.
What? Tinder's been around for 5 or more.
I was afraid to use it.
Why?
Because I had been on one internet date before that, and it was not good.
Yeah, they're never that good.
Right.
You know, you don't have to fuck the guy. You know, use Tinder just to fuck a guy.
You can, but you can. Go on, did you know that?
Yes, I know.
After meeting on Tinder. Yeah.
But you can.
Right. But okay, you went 3.5 years without having sex. Why not just fuck a friend? Like a friend with
Oh, well,
benefits.
That did
or,
happen. That's what
oh,
kind of
okay.
catapulted but, this.
Oh, and so then, you're like, oh, I
Oh, wait,
missed
so you
that.
Fucked a friend and then you're like, I need to do this again.
Well, and, we, and, him, and him and I did that again. But then it was like, okay, this is going to be weird. So we stopped.
Yeah.
And then I was like, well, I don't want to stop. So
okay, the monster has arisen.
Yeah.
You're not even, you want me to tell you another secret?
Okay,
today I don't even know if you can call it this. I don't know. Nowadays things change, but I had like phone sex, but I guess FaceTime sex.
Nice.
Yeah,
today.
Nice.
Yeah, that
was, so you're on a roll.
Yeah,
Jesus
yeah.
Christ.
Oh, you're fresh.
Awakened.
Look at the mood
that's
she's in.
You're glowing.
She's
glowing.
In such a good mood. Right when I got here, she goes, "I'm in a good mood."
No, you look beautiful.
Thank you.
You are. Ah. She does have a.
You
glow.
Get that fresh come
wow.
face.
You're like,
I'm trying to do like a.
Yeah.
A healthier 2020, and I think that being, you know, having a healthy sex life is
right.
part of that.
I agree.
Yeah.
All fuck right. yeah.
I should have figured something was up when you were posting shit about roasting broccoli.
Like someone's trying to get in shape.
Yeah. Life is good.
You've inspired me because I've been on Tinder and I've just, there have been a couple of who are like, oh, I just want to fuck. And I'm like, ew. And now I'm like, no, I'm going to
do it. Dude, I mean, I have some hot ones, dude, that I know we would never be in a relationship, but fuck, dude. And they're younger than me. And I'm like, okay.
Oh, I'm dipping into the 25. Yeah. I'm like, let's just see. I just want to see what this young wiener's all about.
Yeah, it's
young
not bad, wiener. Dude.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
God, I have an 18 and a 20-year-old. I can't fuck younger guys.
Oh,
I
yes.
can't. Gross.
Well, you're not that young.
Right, but still.
Yeah, but 25. 24, maybe. 20.
I slept with a 24-year-old.
Yeah, I think it's fine.
I had one time.
You guys are still young. What are you talking about? You can do that.
Well, there's still a 10-year difference.
Yeah.
How old are you, Michael?
You look 28. Younger.
You're 28. All right. Poor Michael over here. By the way, Austin, our on-air producer, is still on vacation, that fuck. So
God damn it.
We have our other on-air producer, the wonderful Michael Evans, sitting in for Austin. Yay. We also have Brett Erickson, who is running the cameras. He will be playing along. Please put the camera on yourself and say hello, Brett.
Hello, everybody.
He's thrilled to be here. He had actually a
Brett's
wonderful...
A
I know. Yeah. Brett's awesome, but he had a wonderful experience in Vegas where you sold out your podcast, right?
We did a couple of live podcasts in Vegas.
Good for you.
And I'm still sort of recovering.
Yeah, do you want to plug your podcast?
It's called Issues with Andy, and it comes out on YouTube on Fridays.
Oh, nice, nice. Well, thank you for switching up the camera. And why don't we move along and do some of our stories? What we do is when they tell the stories, that'll be one is a truth, one is a lie. You'll start out, and then you'll do it, and then you'll do it.
There was there no comments on my Tinder stuff?
No, Ken Lofgren made sure to say today.
Thank you. Thank you, Ken.
Shout out, Ken.
Oh my God, Jessica, you were probably fucking that guy. Like, I can't wait to tell people.
Right.
I can't wait.
Right away.
I'm happy.
Well,
for
I feel
you.
Like just this is my life it. Now. Anyway, I tell everything, and I'm gonna tell you guys what's going on.
It's okay, well, truth. Good. I'm happy.
Yeah, and you know what? There'll be guys out there who will be excited that you'll be telling people. About
exactly.
Yeah.
Yucking and fucking. And then, Jessica Wellington.
I like that. Yuck and fuck.
Yes. Yuck and fuck.
Also a great one. Pump and dump.
Pump and dump.
Pump and dump.
Yeah. And dump.
That's a real thing?
Yeah.
Or is this a story? Is this
no, this is real.
A
pump and dump.
The old pump and dump.
Did you go first?
By the way,
you go first.
Thank you for listening, Kim. We're glad that you're back. And we appreciate all our listeners. And we want you to know that our sponsor is...
Blue Apron.
If you ever wanted to try a healthy food delivery service, why not give Blue Apron a try? If you do think that you're going to try it, or just poking around and you check out.
Let a dick reference.
And you get to the code box, put in liars at the code box, and you'll get 30% off. Please do us that big favor. We'll play
maybe
a commercial a little later on.
Your next one will just be wearing a Blue Apron when you show up.
Take back dinner, baby.
And maybe he'll really work for Blue Apron.
Yeah.
He'll be the sponsor.
All right. So let's start it. Jenny, why don't you start your first story?
Okay. So I'm from Minnesota. And we would have in my house, we would have in the neighborhood like the traveling fairs that come and like hang out in a parking lot.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Like your county fair.
Kind of like a county
carnival.
Fair. So we had
one of the ones like at a shopping center.
Yeah. Like they would just set up and then like for a weekend and then everyone would just hang out.
Right.
So we had this one and there was a ride there called the Zipper. Do you guys know the Zipper?
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
So you guys know the Zipper. For those of you who don't know, it's like all these little carts kind of stacked on top of each other and they flip and go upside down and you know, they occasionally go around and then they stop and they go around. Sometimes you're upside down, sometimes you're not. I decided on the Zipper, and it was a fun day of funnel cakes and all sorts of good stuff, being a young kid. Get on the Zipper, and we go up, and it's spinning around and going upside down. Something does not sit well with me, mostly a funnel cake, and we're at the top. It's spinning. I get sick. We're upside down. I throw up in the Zipper. It goes down and drips into the next zipper.
Oh.
And then it's just like keeps going into the zipper.
You threw up all over everybody?
Yeah, and I think more people were throwing up. I was spinning
and
dying.
Yeah, because you threw up.
So just this, it was just like a, oh God, what's that kind of water fountain where like the bucket fills up and then it goes down.
Oh,
and that bucket fills up and it goes down again.
Yeah.
How old were you?
Like 12.
And you were you there alone or with your, who you were there with? Again?
No, I had a friend with me.
But you were there alone?
I threw
just
up.
You and her friend, you and your friend at 12?
She got vomit all over her TikTok.
And did she throw up from smelling your throw
I was
up?
Say,
no,
yeah.
She didn't throw up. She's a pretty strong stomach.
Okay.
We're still friends to this day.
I'm that friend.
Wow.
If someone throws up in my throat.
That's that is like a ride or die friend.
Now, do you remember when you got off the ride, if they hosed the ride down or anything, anyone said anything to you? Or were you guys like, run?
We're like, let's go.
Really?
Oh, hell yeah. You just get out of there, right?
Yeah,
you just
like,
left?
And
you thought nobody would know who it was?
I mean,
except
what do you do? You're 12 and you're like, I just threw up on everybody on this ride.
I threw up on the
bus. I think
bus.
They did close the ride for a minute to like clean it off.
They did.
But they're fucking carnies. They don't care.
Yeah, it's not even county fair shit. It's one of those like Kmart parking lot fairs. They probably ran that shit. Next group, you know?
Yeah. Wow. I once at Christmas time, my brother and I had bunk beds and he ate uncooked like fruit bread or fruit cake or something like that. And he threw up like between the bunk bed and the wall all the way down. And I was sleeping up against the wall. And I woke up at, like, I used to have really long hair and I woke up at 2 a.m. I was like, what the fuck is like,
Did you vomit?
No, but it was disgusting. And my stepmother had to get me up and go wash my hair. And did it get in her hair?
Did it get in her, wait,
her hair?
Your friend's hair? Oh, in my friend's hair. No, her ponytail.
Yeah, in her ponytail.
Mm. Yeah.
Wow.
That's her hair.
That is her
hair. No, it was in a ponytail.
She's wearing a hair piece.
So it wasn't, it didn't like go down and hit the top of the
Did it get on
thing
you
with
at
the
all?
Vomit. Yeah.
All over you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's you vomit. Were upside down.
Yeah, and then it spins back around.
Yeah. Did you feel better when you got off?
Yeah.
You were sick all day.
Did people, great.
Did people understand what was happening when it slowed down? Were they like, what the fuck?
I mean, look, panic. I think it came down. People started panicking. They started vomiting. It goes down.
Wow, it's just
they let me down. And then I get off the ride and I'm like, we need to get the fuck out of here. And so we run. Well, we're like two little Hot Topic goth kids at this time.
So it's Michael like, asked you if your friend threw up. But she didn't, but you're saying now that the other people in the ride,
I think they did.
Oh, yeah.
Or maybe it was just my vomit that just kept going.
Did
down
you
and
see
down.
It? Like when you were in the cage, did you see it travel to the other cages?
I know that it went down, like when it came out, it did go out of the cage. So it probably did hit him. It was like there's a bar and then there was like mesh cage.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts, Brett?
I believe this one.
You do? Why is that?
Because I've been to shitty county fairs and ridden those terrible rides. So this sounds like a very believable story to me so far.
Yeah. Funnel
but this
cake
is
and
one
movement?
That you put up in a parking lot.
Yeah, they all are.
Yeah.
But
or a field or something like that.
I think this was a movie theater parking lot.
Mm. Huh.
All
and
the
they
little
had the
towns.
Zipper there?
Like the little town I grew up in, we had our like summer fest days.
Yeah,
and they would set up little rides in the on Main Street.
Yeah, we did that during the Pickle Festival, but I don't
it
think we
always sketchy.
As Jessica likes to call our Tinder dates.
So, you said it. It's so matter of fact. Yeah, we used to do it during the Pickle Festival. I get it.
Ken Lofgren grew up right near the State Fair, so he said this ride's a pastime for him. And he's also trying to eat dinner, so this actually sucks.
Oh, well, okay. Too bad.
Oh, sorry, yeah. Ken,
hey, she was
sorry,
trying to eat funnel cake. What do you want me to do, you know?
Sorry about that. All right. Well, that's a first solid good story. I mean, we are a podcast, but we're also a game. And I think you're a good player because that's simple. You get to the point.
I don't think I believe it, but
really,
yeah.
No. Why?
She's like, "Oh, I threw up," and it was like, "Oh, dude!" And then she doesn't really know if it hit anybody. She didn't see anybody scream,
right?
Nothing. She's just like, "It probably did."
Yeah, and then
I was vomiting,
disoriented too.
I wasn't like, "Wait, everyone, what's happening?"
Yeah, that's.
I was just like, "I'm vomiting. I'm stuck in this. Get me out of here." Me and my little goth pants
you
running away.
By the way,
incidentally,
on Craigslist, like maybe 2-3 weeks ago, I found a zipper, also known as the squirrel cages, on Craigslist for $34,000. I bet they'd take 30 straight up.
Wow.
If we wanted to buy one.
A squirrel cage?
No,
it's like the whole
zipper.
Oh,
the ride.
Zipper cages.
You could buy the ride to have if you had your own space for it.
How did you come across this?
It was just on Craigslist. I swear to God, it was a real
thing. How do we get a zipper? Do you want to recreate this?
I found a website that sold old fair stuff.
We could myth bust this shit.
I bet that all started when you were looking for your new apartment, right?
Yes, it did. Yeah. I might buy the Gravitron just to live in it. Remember that one?
Oh, the blue one.
That's my favorite.
I definitely got sick on that one.
You did?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's our first story.
Yeah.
That's right. When you just look at everybody and you're like, don't you fucking throw up. Don't you fucking throw up.
But then you would like go up and then you would like make yourself sideways.
Yeah. Upside down.
Yeah. But they had the ones though that would, when it did do the thing, it would go up like the
Roundup. That's what that one was called.
And kids' heads would like get, like their hair would get stuck in there.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wowie.
Hey, Raver Basher, how are you? Thank you for joining the show. All right, let's go on to your story, sir.
Okay.
He's flirting with you all the time. That's why you said that.
You should. Now you're all holier than thou that you got some dick, Jessica. I just want to say.
Yeah.
Let me and Raver Basher have a moment. No.
All right, go ahead.
I just want whatever blush you're using. When I was born with a rare condition called polyactyly. Have you heard of this?
No.
Polyactyly.
No.
It's rare, but it's not that rare. 1 in 100,000 people have it, and it's basically when you're born with an extra finger or toe.
And yay!
I was born with a sixth toe on my right foot.
Uh-huh.
And because I was a newborn, my parents were like, you know, let's take care of it. It's a really simple surgery.
Uh-huh.
And let's just never tell her about it. And she'll never know because we don't want her to feel, you know, mm-hmm. less than or like freakish or whatever. So I never knew. But I had like a bunion on my right side of my foot, like, you know, and I just thought that's how my foot was. And, but what they did not tell my parents, and what's even more rare than this disease, is once in a great, great while, it will grow back.
Uh-huh. I saw this on one of the Dr. Pimple Popper things where they were going to take off. It was like a tail. It looked like a tail on this woman. And she's like, we may not get it all. It's probably going to grow back. And it had already grown back once. I could probably, your toe probably could do
yeah,
that.
Yeah. Wow. A tail. I'm very grateful yeah. that it was a toe. I thought it was the end of the world, but it could have been worse.
You had a tail.
So I was a ballerina. I had a dream of being a ballerina.
Would that
kid.
Make you a better ballerina, though? More balanced?
It made me worse. That's a good point. But no, it made it very, like, I did everything humanly possible to avoid people seeing my feet because this bunion was getting bigger and bigger and longer.
How
and longer.
Old were you?
Now I am like probably... like 7.5, 8 years old, and my feet are growing rapidly, and it's getting to the point where I can't fit my right foot into a ballet shoe, a toe shoe.
I have a
shoe.
Quick question. Is it a little toe that grew in
it's
or
a toe.
Big toe? That makes a big difference.
It does make a big difference.
It's on the end of my right little toe,
uh-huh.
the one that went wee wee all the way home. That one was
uh-huh.
next
okay.
to it.
Uh-huh.
And now I'm doing everything to avoid people.
You didn't
people
tell your parents?
No, I thought I was a freak. I didn't tell anyone. I didn't know that I had this disease or that I was born with this condition. So it's growing back. I'm completely embarrassed and mortified and like thinking that I'm morphing into something because I'm just a little kid. And it took me quitting ballet mm-hmm. because in ballet, you know, I'm from Flint, Michigan. The winters were cold and we had to, you know, take off our boots and.
What if it was the water that did it?
Maybe. It could.
I
drank the water. Yeah.
Oh my God.
I'm born and raised in Flint, Michigan.
Forgot Flint. Yeah.
Yeah. So, it took me like, quitting ballet and my mother knew something was wrong. And I was crying that night after I told them that I quit and I didn't want to do ballet and. I was crying and she came into my room and I showed her my foot and she's like, oh, honey. And then we got it taken care of. And I still have the bunion on the right side of my foot.
Is it growing back now?
No, it's not. It's not. That was it.
So did they take you to the doctor to have it looked at?
They did, yeah.
And did they try?
I had it surgically removed again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's sort of like shaving a bunion.
Uh-huh. You start ballet again?
It's very, very, no. No, I never went back.
It was the end of your career?
That was the end of my...
Did it have a toenail? Did it have a toenail?
It didn't get to that point, but it was growing. Yeah.
I find this story a little difficult, though, because...
If it grew back once, will it grow back again, though?
It might grow back again. It hasn't yet, but it could.
You'd get 10 minutes out of it for sure.
Yeah.
Should let it grow in.
You think I should?
Yeah, it'd be material. You know? Bummer you just filmed the special.
This is why I think it's kind of weird, because I think when your kids are that little, like, you are still clipping their toenails and stuff. Like, if my kid had a weirdness that was taken care of, and then it, because my kid had a mole on his head. So even now, still, because the doctor said you got to keep an eye on, I still look at that mole, that your parents wouldn't constantly be looking at your feet, especially if they knew that that could grow back.
Well, they didn't know. They didn't know that. She said they did not know that.
Yeah. Didn't know what?
They
didn't.
That it would grow back.
Right. I don't know.
That's why they never told me about it. Yeah. Kids are pretty industrious at keeping weird secrets.
I know, but when they're that little and you're still making them take baths and still like your kids' feet are in your face.
Oh,
and,
I did everything to hide my feet.
Yeah.
I constantly had socks, slippers.
How long of a period of time do you think this encompassed?
Probably 2 years of gradual growth. Yeah, and it really, really bothered me when I, you know, because you toe shoes are really narrow, and I just couldn't. I was like Cinderella's step sister. I just couldn't fit my toe in that.
Felicia has one big foot.
I was just thinking about my experience, because when I was a kid, I was in an accident where my left foot was severed at the ankle, but they put it back together. It was a very horrific accident, and then. It's about a size smaller than my other foot, right? And when I was married, my ex-husband was really into feet.
Oh, no.
And sometimes during a moment of passion, he would pick up my big foot, or as I like to call it, my work foot. And then I would have to like change sexual positions to throw him off. And then I would offer up my little foot instead, because it's very pretty.
Wow.
The one that got severed is pretty.
The one that got severed, the ankle is a little banged up, but it's real tiny. It's real tiny. But then I have my work foot, which I do everything with, and that thing is a fucking monster.
You do everything with?
Whoa.
What do you do regularly with your leg?
Kicking stuff when you're in yoga and you got to go on one leg. I do it on that fucking foot.
Wait, what?
But can you do it on the other foot?
I can, but I'm a little wobbly, because it is, you know, I'm totally fine. I don't walk with, they always said I would walk with a limp, but I find it interesting that your parents wouldn't know that, even though, because that was like a weird thing to happen back then
it was such a rare condition, you know, 1 in 100,000 people.
And did your parents stay together?
Yes, they did. Yeah. Until my mom's passing.
Wow. Yeah.
And do you have brothers and sisters?
I have. Yes, I do.
And did they have any extra limbs hanging out?
No. I'm the only one, and I haven't told anyone about it.
Would it be a
have
limb?
You told
is
them?
It no, a limb? I don't know.
Maybe they're struggling. Keeping the same secret.
Yeah. What about? Yes.
Yeah, one of them's got a tail. Yeah.
Actually, my older brother does know. My older brother knows. My half brother, who's much younger, does not know. But
does
my
not
older
know.
Brother, he's got
he knows now.
He knows now. Yeah.
Yeah.
What are people saying online?
People are saying, well, Raver Bash wants to know where the Flint, Michigan ballet is nowadays. What happened to the rest of those girls?
What happened to what?
The rest of those girls in the ballet. They're all normal. They're good to go. You got out, it looks like.
Yeah. You know, maybe they all drank the Flint water and have the
You
same
might have
condition.
Done yourself a service, because, you know, ballet dancers get their feet all fucked up anyway. Like, you would have been.
They're still fucked up. I was in it long enough where I have the ugliest feet ever imaginable.
Yeah, ballet dancers are pretty gnarly looking.
You don't got a work pretty, foot, though, do you?
You got a work foot.
All right, let's move it on. How about, let's go to your second story.
A second story. Okay, it's another vomit story. Is the audience ready? It's a theme.
Which vomit's true? Okay.
So again, back in Minnesota, small town, we would do things like barn parties.
Yeah, we have a club out in Calypso that's in a bar or in a barn, and they can't serve alcohol, but you can bring a cooler.
So my friends and I,
that sounds like fun.
We
that
all went.
So
I'd go.
Fun.
I'd go right now.
Yeah, let's
right?
go.
So my friends and I got invited to this barn party by my friend, who was like, "Oh, it's gonna be bands and stuff." So I assumed no parents, and I had no parents home at the time, and I had gotten a 24-pack of Coors.
What?
Yeah. And I did have parents there. Parents were there. Sorry.
How old were you?
16.
And you got a 24-pack of?
Yeah.
Yeah. Was it like light Coors, like 3.2?
It was like Coors Light.
Or something like
that. Yeah.
Very...
I forget how we procured this this pack. And we get to the barn party, which is in this place called White Bear Lake. And we get there, and there are definitely parents there, many parents. They even, like, tell me where to park my car. And so I have this whole pack of beer in the back and with my three friends, and I was like, man, fuck this. Let's drink this beer and show them what partying's all about. And so
as you drink the Southern accent.
So all of us like drank it and they were like sipping it. And I want to be like, nah, check it out. So I chugged this can of beer. I immediately
was like,
had you drank
ever before?
Not beer. Like, I don't know. I was stupid. So I chugged this beer to prove to my friends I was cool. And then about a second later, I was like, oh no. And then I vomited all over myself from the beer in my car. Like, it went onto the floor. It got into, like, where, you know, where you lift up the gas thing. Yeah. It got all in there.
Impossible to get out of
there. No, I mean, it was a nightmare. And they started laughing uncontrollably, all of them. And on top of it, it was... my dad and I did have tacos that night.
Oh.
So it was a mess. And so then I had to get out of the car, covered in my own vomit, and then go into the main house to, like, clean up. And it was, like, it was a big barn party with, like, maybe, like, 100 kids there. And I get into the bathroom, and it's, like, all these, like, really pretty girls. And I'm just covered in vomit, looking grungy as fuck. The parents are like, what's happening? I have to go clean myself up of the vomit. But then I also am like, I can't drive. I had one can of beer. So I had to, like, sit there for, like, another hour. And then finally I was like, we're leaving. I don't want to be here anymore. And then I forced my friends to go back with me.
So you vomited on one can of drinking one can of beer.
Yep. Projectile
Coors Light,
vomit.
It is not tasty.
No.
Hey, it's not
maybe
so bad.
Maybe it was expired and you didn't know.
No.
Expired beer.
Shut up. Was that beer made in Flint, Michigan?
She's always coming up with crazy stuff. Maybe the beer had an extra tone, you know?
I had a bad can of Keystone Light once.
I'm a Keystone man through and through. I don't know if there's such thing as a bad can of Keystone Light.
Well, it's not excellent.
Yeah, I'm joking.
Yeah, come on. That's high life. That is
well,
the
I think you're a very good player because by telling two stories that are in some way similar, that makes it hard to decide.
We know she threw up on herself.
Yeah.
We know that for a fact. Because
it's 100%.
So you procured...
That's the main part of the story.
Yeah. So you got the beer, but you don't quite remember how you got that beer.
No.
How is that? How do you not remember?
I don't remember.
Really?
First time
we
drinking
got beer
too.
All the time and stuff. I don't remember every time we got.
Yeah, but your first time?
Your first time, though?
No, I don't remember my first time. I was already doing meth and stuff before this.
Well, can you remember the first time you got your meth? Do you remember that story?
The very first time? Now I'm pretty sure it was Sarah next door that had me do it, but I can't remember.
Not my.
All
not
six
me.
Toes Sarah next door.
That's something I would do. Yeah. It wasn't.
It
me.
Is Flint. Flint was crazy.
All right. What are people saying online there, Michael?
Raver Bash says, don't drink and drive. You might spill it.
Yeah. Okay. That is really good advice.
What Minnesota town are you from? Also, Raver Bash.
I'm from several places. Eden Prairie, Hopkins, Minnetonka.
Minnetonka, that sounds fun.
Mm-hmm.
Minnetonka, the moccasins are made. That's,
really?
You know Minnetonka
oh,
moccasins?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I got a pair of those.
And then what, Prince is the next town over. Prince is in Chanhassen.
There you go.
Next town over from Eden Prairie.
Do you want to know a horror story that I heard whenever I was doing Uber Eats, right? So we would trade throw-up stories on who's thrown up in each other's cars, you know, doing Uber. And this one guy had a guy that... threw up, was trying to make it out the window, didn't make it, and it was smelled horrific, and it went down into the crack of the window.
Oh.
And went down into the door. So it smelled horrible, and he had to eventually take it to a place and have them take the door off and clean it all out.
Oh,
wow.
That's disgusting. What do you think about these stories,
Uber.
Brett?
Well, I think that story was totally disgusting. Thank you, Jessica.
Yes. That
welcome.
Is real gross.
I think that I now think that Jenny's first story was the lie.
Why is that?
Because the second story just it rang true to me like teenagers.
Uh-huh.
And the first story seems now like maybe a little convenient to have it. Oh, I threw up on the other people, and then it went to the other, you know, it dripped on all the other people on the ride. One of them's got to be alive.
Maybe she was trying.
No, he's got a point.
One of them's got to be alive.
That one, he's one right, though. The first one, alive. The first one did seem way very realistic until the second one.
Second one, yeah, seems second more one real.
Pretty yeah. mild.
They're hmm? Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're both totally believable things that could happen independently, but I guess the second one seems more true. I don't know why.
So you mean to tell me that when you went to the fair, did a parent drop you off?
Yeah.
Okay. That's now that we got that out of the way.
And then you ran home. You, oh, wait, but you said you ran when you left the fair. You're like, we just got off that ride and fucking bolted, right? You ran.
Yeah, out of the park.
Out of the park. And then what'd you do?
Just hung out till dad showed up.
Till dad. Okay. Was he? You didn't want to get the fuck out of there? You're feeling kind of queasy?
What am I going to do?
You're right. There's nothing you could do. You could yell, I suppose. Yeah. But no
phone.
You're
kind of cagey. You're like a cagey little liar. I can't fucking figure you out,
cagey
Jenny.
Little
I'm
liars.
All like, what the fuck is going on? Wow, you're good I, at
her
this
pupils
game.
Are wide.
My dad showed up in the Acura.
Okay.
Two-seater or four-seater?
Four-seater.
Or, I mean, two-door, four-door?
Four-door. Okay. Wait, what?
Well, if it was a two-door and she had to do that thing where you lift the seat up to get in the back seat,
yeah, we
that's
had,
a good
yeah.
way to get car sick on the way
I'll
home,
just,
too.
I'll just say my dad's a trooper. He's been around for a lot of me vomiting on things.
Wow. Okay. All right, well, let's move on to your second story, Sarah.
Okay. So when I was 4 years old, my parents had enrolled me in kindergarten a year early because they thought I was advanced. And about...
Little did they know. No,
about a month in, I just quit responding to people.
What?
And people would call my name, they would ask a question, and I would just act like I could not hear them. So
In kindergarten.
Okay. So uh-huh. I'm 4 years old.
Uh-huh.
And I remember this happening. And it was because I could not pronounce my R's and my th, my T-H.
Uh-huh.
And it made me really self-conscious, so I didn't want to talk. So I just quit responding. I just didn't want to.
Uh-huh.
You know, I felt stupid. That was the irony. So my parents took me to the Michigan School of the Deaf, Ann Arbor. Well, I took a lot of local tests, and they thought that they detected a hearing problem. And it went all the way to the Michigan School of the Deaf in Ann Arbor, which is about an hour north of Flint. And they actually diagnosed me with extreme hearing loss and said that I needed to be enrolled in a special school for the deaf. So for the rest of the year, I was in deaf school.
But you could hear fine.
I could hear fine. I was faking the entire thing.
Wow.
And then...
I will tell you one thing I do remember about kindergarten is I remember going in so excited and I was like, they were doing the orientation.
Uh-huh.
And I remember running to the teacher and I was like, I can already spell is and it and of and the. And I was
and
excited.
Meth. And crack horn. And food stamps.
Oh, and Tinder.
Man, that was great. That was hot jokes. Hey, you know what I remember about kindergarten is I remember finding out one girl was younger than the rest of us. She was four. Her name was Emily. Never said a fucking word. I don't know
really?
What her voice sounded like.
Self-conscious,
ever.
Yeah.
Same
yeah,
shit.
It's a lot of pressure.
Well, yeah. When I took my kids to kindergarten, my youngest guy, they had me take him to go get tested because they said that something was wrong with him, like he wouldn't talk. And then he would do this thing, like, because we would pull up in the car and they would take him out of the car seat, right? This is actually preschool. And he was like four. And then one day he would do this where he would get all stiff, like he would do that. And then they were like, you got to go get this motherfucker tested. And then I turned to him and I'm like, why do you do that? And then he goes, shy.
I knew he was my favorite.
Adorable.
Yeah, yeah. So it's like thing. Sometimes kids do weird things. Yeah. Yeah. Did you ever have anything with one of your kids, Brett?
No, not really. I'm not a weirdo like all of you.
Really? None of your kids did a weird thing?
I don't like... I mean, not like kindergarten weird. I don't remember that there being any weird things like that.
Uh-huh.
They're normal kindergarten.
Uh-huh.
I mean, they're straight A students and they're perfect, so.
All right.
Man, you got lucky.
Yeah,
well,
you
I didn't let them smoke meth.
Yeah. Let them.
Good parenting.
Hey, wait. So that ended with, so you were faking the entire thing?
I was faking the entire thing. And then finally I went into a sound booth where they just blared the sound level and I jumped. And so then they went back to my parents and they said that I'm not advanced. I'm just dumb.
Like, what did they mean? Damn. Like deaf and dumb?
Oh, nice.
No,
Jess.
No, I was. They said they said I had they said I had selective hearing.
Selective.
Like you hear what you want to hear.
Yeah.
I just can't imagine if someone said my kid was, I don't buy into this one at all, because
you think she's got the toe?
I think so. Now I'm like, you got yourself a six toe, bitch. No, you know, I don't buy into that one at all, because like if someone said to me, your kid is deaf, I would be like crashing shit behind them. Especially you would already know by the time you got into kindergarten if your kid was deaf or not. Because in my other son, you know, they had those, the new Volkswagen bugs, right?
Mm-hmm. And
I had
one of those.
When they first came out, there was a color that was like this golden, weird color. And he kept thinking it was like a greenish, goldish color. And he said, it's like pink. And I said that to the doctor, and they gave him like a colorblind test, and they're like, no, he totally passes it. And I was like, no, something's up, because I'm telling you, he's not seeing things correctly. And sure enough, they did more tests and he was colorblind. So I can't imagine that if your parents would just be
the youngest one is colorblind?
No, Cruz is colorblind. Oh. Yeah, the older one is colorblind. So I can't imagine that your parents would be like, yeah, but you know, I whispered once from the back and I called her name and she came. Like, I can't imagine that. Yeah, so I just don't buy into that at all.
You said they would know definitely by kindergarten. Remember that it was a 1 year early enrollment, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and but your kid is already like blah, 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 right? How old were your kids when they were all talking and stuff, Brett? Put down your phone and participate.
11. 11.
Yeah. I will say though, yeah, like, okay, coming from the Midwest as well, I understand how like that shit would happen. However, it's just like,
well, one way or another, she either hit a toe,
okay, I guess,
or hid deafness.
Yeah, like, oh well, all right, I guess my kid is stupid. Okay, that's fine. Yeah, no, like that's. I feel like that's just the midway where we're just like authority says something, and we're just like, oh yeah, okay.
So, but you were talking until kindergarten, and then in kindergarten you just stopped, and then they were like, all of a sudden you're deaf.
I gradually quit talking because I was aware of my speech impediment.
Uh-huh.
So it was making me self-conscious. Uh-huh. And I felt like people couldn't understand me.
You were that self-conscious at four?
So I remember
that. I get it.
Really?
Yeah, I remember being self-conscious.
That's kind of sad.
I was embarrassed.
I just didn't, as that young, I didn't give a fuck, dude.
Yeah.
What are people online saying?
You still don't really give a fuck,
though.
That's
why you're a great comic.
Kenneth Lofgren thinks it's a lie 100%.
Is he right, Kenneth? Right?
I mean, oh, fuck. I had a god. Oh, yeah. When did the impediment go away? How long did you have the speech impediment?
That went away like in the eighth grade with a lot of speech class.
You were the kid like, that like therapy. Randomly leaves class to go to speech?
Yep, I was that kid.
Wow. Did you get to come back one day when you had figured out finally how to say one of the things you couldn't and get to say it in front of everybody?
Yeah.
Do you remember things you said when you had to go out of class to go to speech classes? Do you remember like, because I remember I couldn't say my S's, so I had to say things like, Sally sold seashells by the seashore over and over and over and over.
I had to say 13 because I couldn't say the and R. Uh-huh. So 13, I would say 14. And my name was Sarah.
Okay.
That's adorable.
That is adorable.
Yeah. We had a guy in our class named Ruben that in all our lives we knew him. He couldn't say his R's. And then he came in one day in like the sixth grade and just opens the door back to the class. It's silent. And he goes, and just says an R. And we all just went nuts. We're like, yeah! It was pandemonium.
What do you think, Brett?
I do not buy the pretending to be deaf story.
I don't think you can pull it off.
Yeah. I think that there would be, you know, like remember the scene in the Brady Bunch when the guy backed into Mrs. Brady's car and then he was going to sue the Bradys and he had his little neck brace on.
Mm-hmm.
And then Mr. Brady tricked him by dropping his briefcase on the ground.
Yeah, the old neck brace bit.
And then he spun around because it frightened him. Uh-huh. I think there would be too many chances for stuff like that to happen.
Yeah, I agree. Let me ask you, when you brought up the Brady Bunch, were you afraid that no one would get that reference?
No, not at all.
All right.
It's a very popular show.
Okay.
I'm gonna, you know, this is my take on this. I think that, you know, Sarah's an actress and she is a comedian, and by defect, whatever you call it, she has to be weird.
Yeah.
Default.
Yeah.
Fault. You were weird.
Yeah.
I could see you getting away with being silent and not hiding a toe, though. I think. I don't think you hit a toe.
All right. Well, this is what we're going to do. We're going to throw to commercial. And when we get back, Michael here is going to do the recap. And then we're going to take a vote.
Okay.
When I'm home, I don't want to run errands or have to figure out a meal plan, especially because I have kids. That's why Blue Apron is a great solution. Their chef-designed recipes are easy to follow and give you a balanced, delicious meal. Blue Apron is a quick and easy way to make high-quality meals that everyone can enjoy. Use promo code LIARS to get $30 off your first order. Blue Apron, take back dinner. All right, so we threw to commercial.
Nice throw. Good
talk. The commercial
is high tech. We edit it in later so we don't have to torture the people that are playing online. All right, so Michael, why don't you do the quick recap, unless you think there's something that someone has added that you would like to talk about?
I think we can get into the recap. Okay, who do you guys want to start with?
Let's start with Jenny.
All right. Well, so Jenny's first story. You grew up in Minnesota. There's a lot of, you know, like big parking lot, Kmart. Type of, not theme park, but carnival type of stuff. Jenny went on the zipper, also known as the squirrel cages in some parts of the country. Mm-hmm. You puked while it was upside down. It fell out of your cage into the next cage. Other people started puking because of your puke. It's perpetually going in a big pukey zipper.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got off the ride, got the fuck out of there until dad came.
Yep.
All right. Second story, you're at a barn party because you grew up in Minnesota. There's going to be Minnesota. You're at a barn party. There's going to be bands and stuff. You thought there'd be no parents there. You're 16 years old. You chug your first beer. You throw up all over yourself. You go into the bathroom to clean it off.
Mm-hmm.
There's pretty girls in there, and the parents are wondering what the fuck you're doing. You can't drive home because you've been drinking one beer, but responsible.
Yeah.
And then later you did, about an hour later, right?
What?
See, she doesn't remember. How long did you wait?
Yeah.
Sorry, this is the recap. That's the recap for Jenny's stories.
Okay, you know, the first story, like, how can you be throwing up and going in the zipper and then seeing at the same time where all your puke is going? So I think the first story is a lie. I think the first story is a lie.
Maybe she could hear people screaming, oh, my God.
Yeah, I mean, you can see the vomit come out of it.
I've never actually witnessed or seen this. But because I was looking into her eyes, and her pupils got way big on the second story, like almost her whole eye was the pupil. Right?
I know, but look at her eyes now. She's got huge pupils.
So you're saying she's on drugs? I was thinking the same thing.
I think that the first story is true, the second story is a lie.
Really?
Kenneth Lofgren thinks the opposite.
Because of her lizard eyes.
Yeah.
Wait, but what happens when we agree with Ken?
Oh, I don't know. That's
my
never happened.
My sister used to call him cow eyes.
Really?
Yeah, my sister would be like, you cow eyes. They're like, oh, okay.
All right, well, let's take a vote. And Brett, what was your vote again?
First story is a lie.
I think the first story is a lie, too.
Go ahead. The first story is a lie.
Yeah, but Jessica thinks the first story is true.
I do?
Yeah.
I'm going first story is true.
You're with me?
Yeah.
The only reason I would think the second story is a lie because you couldn't remember how you procured the 24 cans of beer.
Yeah, that's weird to me.
What's with the fucking
you
beers, Jenny?
You always remember your first.
We're going to get them.
And to vomit just on one beer.
I don't remember.
I don't know. That got me too.
So which story is the lie?
Okay, well, the first story is a lie. I got the beer.
God damn it.
God damn it, dude. Fucking bullshit.
Raven Basher got it wrong, too.
I think why my eyes got big is because I was remembering it
all
happening and being like,
and
oh,
all
yeah.
the drugs and alcohol.
I remember that.
Kenneth Lofgren got Ken got it right.
Yeah.
So Ken goes fine.
Oh, Kenny never gets them right.
Yeah, Ken, you piece
of shit.
I got it right.
All right, so let's move on to Sarah's stories real quick.
Sarah was born with a condition called Pellicatuli?
Polyatuli.
Go ahead, Sarah.
Polyakati.
I was like, no chance that was it, right?
Do you know how to spell that?
P-O-L-Y-T-Y-L-E, I believe.
Yeah, you would know that if you had just searched it. You know what I mean?
That's a good point.
Well, it's been a long time since But yeah, I'm quite sure that's it. You can check me.
I'm quite sure.
We're not allowed to Google.
How do I say it one more time? How do I say
polyectily.
Polyectily, which is having an extra finger or toe. And in her case, she had a sixth right toe, pinky toe, a little one. Your parents had it removed when you were just a little tiny tot, right? And you never found out about it.
Newborn.
I never know whether to tell it to them or tell it to the audience.
Tell it to the audience, like in bullet points. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sarah's parents had the toe removed. Sarah had a bunion for a long time. She didn't tell her parents. They've been very rarely in that condition. They can grow back the toe or finger that you got cut off. So the bunion started getting bigger and bigger. At 7 or 8 years old, she couldn't fit her right foot into a ballet shoe anymore, and she's starting to feel like she's morphing into something. You end up quitting ballet. You're crying. Your parents come tell you what's going on, and you got it taken care of.
Yes.
Okay.
What do you think of these stories?
What do I think?
Yeah.
I think the second one is the truth.
All right, let's see your second
one. When Sarah was 4 years old, she enrolled her parents enrolled her early in kindergarten, and soon after she stopped responding to anybody or speaking at all because she was embarrassed of a speech impediment. She was diagnosed with extreme hearing loss, went to school for the deaf for a year. They found out she could hear fine and was faking the entire thing. I think that's the meat.
Look, she can barely contain herself over there. Look at her. She's like,
I'm kind of in the
bowl. One's true, dude.
Yeah.
That first one's a lie. She didn't hide a toe.
Can't you see her? I'm going, I'm going to tell a story that I had an extra fucking toe. Isn't that ridiculous?
I just know how dumb the Midwest can be. So that's why I'm like, yeah.
Yeah. But you actually, how long did you go to that deaf school?
For a half year.
For a half a year?
Yeah, enough where I got held back and I had to do kindergarten again. I had to.
Well, then you ended up just in the right age group.
God, exactly. It's so tricky because I can't believe that a mother would like not get that the toe was growing back. That's so weird. Or a mom was sitting around like, fuck, I haven't seen my kid's toes in a
year. When do kids start dating themselves? I mean,
that's
weird. Isn't 7 or 8 maybe when you make that transition?
Yeah, you do. They're like, go get in the tub.
Yeah.
And you just do.
Yeah, but you still go in there and make sure they clean up.
You always
and all
wear
that.
Socks.
Only when they you have a question like, hey,
wear socks.
I think I got chiggers. What are these, mom, dad?
I did everything to not show that rape. Yeah,
if I had a nickel, you know?
I did not want them to see that.
Oh, yeah. Also, she was humiliated about it. She's a kid. She's confused. She made an effort to hide it. Right?
Oh, every effort possible.
Every effort
I went
possible.
To great, great lengths for no one to ever see my right foot.
I feel a lot of shame growing up.
Yes.
But it's Brett.
Good Midwest girl.
Yes. So you think the second story is not
still
true,
with me
right,
today,
Brett?
Jenny.
Yeah, I don't think that second story is true. I don't think a 4-year-old can pull off a scam like that for that many
months. I think that they can.
Yeah.
You want to fight about it?
Yeah, let's do it right fucking now. Let's do it.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, although that's weird to me about the foot thing, but I'm with you on the going to the deaf school for 6 months, though.
You remember my favorite holiday movie, Scrooged?
Or for half
Scrooge, year. Right? Whenever at the end, and they get the kid to finally say, God loves everyone, whatever.
Uh-huh.
Nice.
He stayed silent for a long time.
Yeah, he had the condition, though.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, aside from the fact that that's fiction.
I know, right? That's what I was just going to say.
Killer story, though.
He really was an autistic kid who didn't speak, and that was his breakthrough, was Christmas.
Yeah, right?
Sarah's saying she faked the whole thing. This wasn't
and you know what her breakthrough was?
But she didn't fake
it.
That she couldn't speak all the time,
faking
right?
Conscious, so.
She's just
faking
didn't speak
that
in
she
school.
Can't hear.
Yeah, yes. But then, so what? How do we not
that
ask
seems
this?
Like a hard thing to get away with.
What about, how did you survive 6 months in that environment? Did you learn sign language?
Well, yes.
What, can
did you just blow your cover
right now?
Well,
show
us
some sign language.
It wasn't 6 months.
Show us some sign language, Sarah.
Let's see, what was it?
She was 4.
A, B, C, D, E, F,
I know Y, M, C, N, A.
Well, it was like 4 months because it was half of the school year.
Uh-huh.
So it wasn't quite 6 months, but yes.
And
I was learning stuff.
But I'll tell you, if I knew that much sign language right now,
uh-huh.
Of course she knew
A, B,
it. I don't know that. I don't
D,
know about that.
E,
this might be it
anyway.
Right here.
Yeah.
This might be why that one's a lie.
And then this is Z.
Hey,
I didn't know that. I thought that was just what Zorro did. You know?
No, this really is how you do Z.
Yeah, but my favorite was when you go from I to J.
Yeah.
So did you cool. see that I remember, meme like, that was floating around during Christmas where it's this little kid, like 2 years old, pre-verbal, and he's on Santa's lap and he's so scared and he's doing help in sign language. That made me laugh so hard. All right, let's take a vote. What are people online saying?
Let's see. Kenneth Lofgren saying this story is a lie, but it was during a fucking recap, and I don't know which recap. But Kenny's skeptical.
About which one?
That's what I mean. I'm not sure which one he commented that during. Right, and I asked which, and he didn't respond, but I'm sure he's there.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's take a vote. Brett, you say the deaf one is the lie, right?
Yes, definitely.
And what about you, Jenny?
I say the deaf is the real one. It's the true story.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm with her. Yeah. I think the first one's a lie.
I've got no idea.
I think the deaf one is the lie, but it is weird to me that you could hide the foot thing. What was your mother fucking doing? Was she not parenting correctly, your mother?
She was a working mom.
Oh, she was a... What did your mom do for a living?
Yes, we were a two-income household.
She had a working foot.
Yeah.
Did you make any clocks while you were there?
I don't get it either.
That's what they do. Yeah, no, I did not.
Oh, is that what they do?
That was good, Jess.
I actually think I got it mixed up because I think it's the school of the blind that makes the clocks.
Oh, the only people who don't need a clock.
All right, I'm going to say the deaf school is a lie. I just can't believe
that. Well, okay, fine.
They're both sound... I hope they're not both lies. That would be terrible.
No, I sent her the rules.
I'm playing by the rules.
Here's the thing. Yeah. I know a girl who has the six-digit thing on the same spot you had it, but she just still has it. And she's got six toes on one side.
She never got it removed?
Never got it removed.
Does it have a toenail on it? I'm very
obsessed
with that.
It's totally normal looking, and it's like it's not gross. It just looks like, if you glance at it, it's just like, well, that's a lot of toes. You know what I mean? I don't know.
It's it's an aphrodisiac for some cultures.
Oh, word. Yeah, I bet
for her ex-husband.
He would go ape over that extra toe.
Yeah. And
some painters are obsessed with it.
Well, I was going to say, a point that was going to help me was that she knew the terminology for it, and she could spell it and all that shit. But Google. Would she think to look it up, though, if she was going to tell that story? And then I thought, well, she could have, like, a sibling that has this or some shit.
Yeah,
like
is
that.
It genetic? Did you have anyone else in your family that had extra digits or extra?
No, there was not that I know of. Uh-huh. But it's sort of one of those things. I think people would be outspoken about it now.
Uh-huh.
But then... You know,
I think she helped out a lot with the water crisis in Flint, Michigan.
Yeah.
And this is a real story that she stole from some other poor kid with a six toe.
Fuck yeah. I think the school for the deaf one is the lie. I'm going first story true.
Okay. I'm going to go first story true. Although they both sound completely ridiculous. Were your parents ever like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Were they ever like...
They still are. Yeah. And my mom, God bless her soul, like when she died, she goes, you are a freak. And then died. Yeah.
All right. I'm going to say the deaf thing is a lie. The first story is true.
First one's a lie.
Mm-hmm. All right. Sarah,
you ready?
Which one is the lie?
The deaf story is true.
No!
Yes, we did.
And you two really get me.
Yeah.
Wow. Man, I feel like bonded to you now.
Man.
Like I have some new friends.
I cannot
believe
that.
It's like a club or something.
Where did you pull the six toe story?
A college friend had that.
Yeah, me.
And Julie Deutsch.
Julie, shout out Julie. Hey, you're not going to believe this, but Julie,
you just outed her.
Deutsche on the right foot side.
Yeah, but I was fascinated because I always thought just leave it there. That'd be pretty badass to have, you know, to have a sixth toe.
Yeah.
I can't believe your parents were like, shut up with her being deaf. Like, I can't believe
it's the Midwest.
You do whatever the doctor says.
Yeah,
in the Midwest, you're just like, the doctor is like God.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, oh, he's right.
Yeah, people didn't question as much back then.
No.
They didn't, but the doctors and stuff.
There was no Google, no internet.
Yeah. Back in my day, we didn't even have electricity.
No, it's
wow.
But
Vargas and yeah. Ken were 2 for 2 tonight.
They got Michael Vargas. Hello, Mike Vargas.
Shout out Vargas.
Hi, Vargas. Wow. Hi, Vargas. Vargas knows me. He gets me.
All right.
Handsome fella, Vargas.
Well, you guys have been interesting guests. Thank you very much for being our first guest of the year. Woo. We had a long vacation. We are back on schedule, everybody. So I hope people that are watching will keep tuning in to us. And for those of you that are listening, know that we go live on Mondays at the Comedy Store's YouTube at 4:30 and most Fridays at 8:30. And if you ever want to play along live, please come do that. And thank you guys for the wonderful viewership and listenership that we have had. Our numbers are doing pretty well. And tell people about our story. Come and follow us on our own YouTube, if you don't mind, or on our own
Please
Twitter.
The Liars Club. That would be great.
Yeah, yeah. What can you guys talk about yourselves that you want to push that people can know about?
Promote.
Jenny?
Anything promote?
I have some stuff happening that I can't say. But
well,
it should be exciting. You can follow me on, at Jenny Zagrino on everything on TikTok.
TikTok.
Shit.
On Instagram, Twitter.
Why do you like TikTok so much?
I don't like TikTok. I just have to do it.
It's the next one, man.
Come on.
Well, you're like really
Gary V challenge.
Well, if you guys ever do get a chance to see Jenny perform, Jenny is really one of the funniest comedians. You're very funny,
Jenny. Oh, thank
you
so much.
I got to shoot you in Montreal, photograph you in Montreal.
Oh, yeah.
And you killed it there.
That was so fun.
Yeah, that was, you had a really good set there.
Thank you.
I think I heard you on SiriusXM.
Probably.
Yeah, awesome.
I'm getting that.
I thought so.
And what about you, Sarah?
You can find me at Sarah J. Halstead on all social media platforms. And my comedy special, RVs and Cats, is coming out in late January, early February on Amazon. I'm going to be at Improv Brea January 8th. Can I do that?
Sure. Yeah, sure.
Of course.
Yeah. And
this don't come out till January 9th, though.
Oh, my. Even though we're live. Yeah. Live will be January 9th.
Yeah.
And all my shows are on my website, Sarah J. Halstead.
Oh, wonderful.
I forgot. I have a podcast, Gaudy Positive.
Oh, Gaudy? You said Gaudy?
Gaudy Positive.
Oh, very nice. Yeah. Very nice.
What do you mean by Gaudy?
Like G-A-U-D-Y. Like it's gaudy.
Oh,
positive. It's like body positive, but gaudy positive.
Yeah,
you get it.
I love it.
And thank what about you, Michael? What do you have shaken that you want to share with everybody?
Well, Vargas says you can find Jess on Tinder, and I thought that was great.
Yeah.
Yeah, go look, Michael Vargas. Go look.
Yeah, Vargas, look it up.
I saw some Comedy Store people on that bitch,
you did?
Dude.
You did?
Yeah, I did.
When I was on it, I never saw them because they're not looking for my age.
Follow my Instagram, High Five Michael, HIGHFIVE Michael. I post my dates. I'm around town all the time.
Wonderful. And how about you, Brett?
I mentioned the podcast Issues with Andy every Friday on YouTube. And you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at IBrettMyPants.
Fucking great.
Yeah, handle. You've been killing it on Twitter lately there, Brett.
Oh, well, thank you.
You're very welcome. You can follow me at Felicia Michaels all across the board. And congratulations on the special that you just shot.
Yeah, congrats.
I had shot a special and it's up on Amazon as well. And that's a great place to have people see your stuff. So
oh, great.
Good for you on
I'll
that.
Check it
you
out.
Can also check out my documentary that's up there called Pervs. I would appreciate that.
Pervs?
Mm,
it's really good.
I'm definitely going to watch that.
Yeah.
Pervs?
You interview this call girl lady that's
ooh.
In a booth.
You know,
it's
like
really
the
good.
Old school, like, yeah. And, you know.
Like the Dollhouse kind of shit?
Yeah, kind of stuff.
Yeah, and all these comics go in there and talk to her.
Yeah.
And they.
Joey Diaz is in it, Felipe Esparza, Lori Kilmartin, a bunch of people are in it.
Oh, I love
it. I can't wait.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right, your turn, Jessica.
I'm Jessica Wellington. Follow me at Jess Wellington 2 on everything.
Jesus Christ.
You can find me on
my impression of Jessica at Christmas dinner to my kids. Y'all got some vape juice. I was like, what, Jessica?
And we traded info and shit. Yeah, we did. We had the same sweater on, so
there you
matched
go.
On Tinder.
I don't go that young, Felicia. 23 is my lowest, okay? No, but follow me at Jess Wellington 2 on everything. Also, check out our live shows that are coming up. We have one at the Ice House on January 10th at 8:30. And then we have one here in the Belly Room on January 26th at 8 o'clock. Check those out. And you have been lied to.
Thanks, guys.
I'm not telling that
one. Disney, believe me. You're the real liar. Please stand up.
She's totally serious.
And you have been lied to.